It's that the weekend commence on a Friday afternoon, and I'm delighted now to be joined by a special guest on the show, Sam Collinge, who is the lead bereavement midwife at George Eliot Hospital. And Sam is joining me for a very special reason, because this week is Baby Loss Awareness Week. Hello, Sam. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Mars.
It's great to talk to you. Obviously, we've chatted before. But this week, it's a very special week, isn't it, you were telling me?
Yes, that's right, it is. It's Baby Loss Awareness Week, and it's a very special week in our calendar, but for all the other people in the community, in the baby loss community. I think nowadays there's far more awareness about pregnancy loss and the death of a baby than there ever has been in the past. But it's still one of those difficult subjects, I think, for most people to talk about. And so many people are affected now. I think the aim really of the week is to continue to raise awareness of the issues around baby loss awareness, around baby loss and pregnancy loss, and to make people feel less alone, those people that are affected by baby loss. It's to help them feel less alone, really, and more connected to other people that have been through a similar experience.
Yeah, and I think part of the week as well is about commemoration, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. It doesn't matter how long ago someone has lost a baby, there is still that need, I think, for most people to want to acknowledge and to commemorate their baby or babies. This is an event this week, really. There's lots of events happening, lots of things going on social media, but lots of national and local events that, help people to feel able to share their experience safely with others, whether it's just on social media or whether it's attending one of the events that we're having locally in Coventry and Warwickshire. Or just being able to just feel understood, really. I mean, even if they don't wish to participate, it's that feeling, as I said before, of feeling less alone. Because when it happens to you, you can feel like you're the only person going through it. And, you could be surrounded by friends and family that are having babies and children. And, when it happens to you, it's just so shocking. And it's a very isolating experience. And I think this week really helps people to feel, that they're not the only ones and there is a lot of support out there for them.
Yeah, I know you've been a bereavement midwife for some time now. We've chatted in the past about this. Do you think that things have improved in terms of the awareness and the support that has become available?
Oh, yeah, 100%, Moz. I mean, I've been working now, over 25 years as a bereavement midwife. And I remember when I first started, there were very few bereavement midwives in the country. And I think there are very few hospitals now that don't have a bereavement midwife. It's not just bereavement midwives that provide support for families. But there are big national charities, bereavement charities. But there's also a lot of local baby loss support as well. Lots of counselling services, small charities. We have better mental health services for women who are going through pregnancy and baby loss. There's absolutely so much more support. And people are talking about baby loss now, whereas, it still is a bit of a taboo subject. But, when I first started in my role, it was really hush-hush and people found it very difficult to actually get any support. It was really misunderstood. And I think now healthcare professionals like GPs, health visitors, community midwives, they're all there to support families who are going through this, whereas in the past it was very difficult. You just went home from hospital you were left to your own devices, really. You're just expected to get on with it and get back to work and have another baby. And things are very, very much different now. I think there's so much more recognition of the emotional impact on people that are going through miscarriage, and I say people, but it's partners as well. You know, we used to say mums and dads, but it's, you know, everybody can be impacted, grandparents, siblings, you know, we say people going through baby loss and pregnancy loss, because, you know, it's not just one person. It's a whole family sometimes.
Yeah. And it's an old adage, but it's a true one, isn't it? That it's good to talk if you want to talk.
That's right. And some people choose not to. Some people choose to deal with it in their own private way. And some people have great family support and social networks. But then there are other people that, you know, are very lonely in their loss. And sometimes, you know, they find it really difficult to talk to their loved ones, even their partner who has been through the experience with them. Sometimes they find it really difficult to talk, and, you know, communication breaks down. And this is where, you know, our support comes in, and the support of the chaplains that we work with. As I say, the other healthcare professionals like community midwives, GPs, health visitors, and all of the wonderful local and national charities that we work alongside.
Yeah, and one of the aims of the week in the Baby Loss Awareness Week is for people to be given the opportunity to share their stories, share their experiences. I mean, that must be really beneficial, I guess, to people who are going through this, talking to other people who've been through that experience themselves.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, you know, it is about trying to connect people. And, you know, I think, as I said before, you know, it's very, very powerful on social media this week. The baby loss community are posting lots and lots of really helpful information for anybody that has been affected, and, you know, encouraging people to reach out to, you know, different charities and sources of support. And I think, you know, back in the day when I first started in this role, we used to have support groups, but now we still have support groups, but I think, you know, people are getting their support from different areas, really. And I think social media is one of those great things. I know everybody moans about social media at times, you know, and you know, there's a lot of negativity, isn't there, about social media. But actually, I think, you know, for something like this, it plays a really, yeah, really important role in bringing people together, raising awareness, and helping people that haven't got that social support to actually be able to feel, you know, that there is somebody out there to talk to.
Absolutely. And for all of the bad that there is on social media that we often talk about, the good things in this situation very much to the fore. Now, there's an event taking place on Sunday at Coventry Cathedral. Tell us a little bit about that, Sam.
Yeah, so that's right. So this Sunday, the 12th of October, at Coventry Cathedral, we've got our annual baby loss service, and it's going to be held at 2 o'clock in the cathedral. It's a really beautiful service. It's a very short service, but it's for anyone that's ever been affected in any way by pregnancy loss or the death of a baby. And it's a really beautiful event. Last year, there were over 300 people that attended.
Wow.
And it's a really lovely and uplifting service. And, it, you know, again, the aim is to help people to feel a little bit more connected and less alone. And it's really about, you know, trying to support families and help them to break the silence of baby loss and talk openly about their baby loss. You know, they don't have to talk about it if they don't want to. They don't have to join in, because there are some interactive things that we will be offering families to do, and the lighting of candles in memory of their little one, for instance. There are things, you know, such as writing a message to hang on a tree to their baby if they want to do that. We can also provide chalk if they want to write a message on the floor of the cathedral ruins. There's all these kind of activities that families can participate if they want to. But having said that, if somebody wants to come along and they just want to stand at the back of the cathedral, you know, and take part that way, that's absolutely fine. Everybody's different. Everybody grieves differently, and we absolutely respect that. Children and babies are welcome too. you know, because we want to be able to, you know, share hope as well, because a lot of families, you know, will want to go on and have another baby or have already gone on and had another baby. So, you know, we want to be able to include children and babies as well. But we always just let people know that there will be babies and children there, just in case that's a huge trigger for anybody.
Yeah, I guess the message from you would be come along, but get involved as much as you want to or as little as you feel you can. It might just be a case of just being there. You might want to really kind of immerse yourself in it, but that is entirely up to you as an individual if you choose to come along.
Absolutely. And there will be myself and my colleagues, my fellow bereavement midwives, from not just from George Eliot, but from UHCW and from South Warwickshire. The chaplains will be there. So a lot of people come year after year, and, you know, it's quite nice to see those people again, because very often, you know, we'll have provided care to those families, and they, I think, like to come back and see us as well. You know, so it's lovely, really, to be able to come together, you know, in a safe space, and for everybody to feel, you know, that they can, as you say, participate in any way that they wish.
Okay, and it's a case of just turning up? You don't need to book in advance or anything?
No, not at all. You can just turn up. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's very informal, as I say. It's not a long, drawn-out service. There will be some poems, and there will be some music, and then there will be the activities that people can take part in if they wish. And then afterwards, there will be the opportunity to chat if they want to each other and to some of the people that are there, like myself. And there will be refreshments and cake. So, you know, it's very informal, but it is a really lovely and uplifting service.
Brilliant. And it's 2 o'clock at the cathedral this Sunday.
That's right. We also have another event that's taking place on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and this is the annual Global Wave of Light, and this marks the end of Baby Loss Awareness, which runs from the 9th to the 15th of October every year. And all over the world at 7 o'clock on Wednesday the 15th, candles are lit as a way of remembering all the babies that have died too. So you will see on next Wednesday, you know, social media will be full of photos of candles that have been posted on social media using the hashtag Wave of Light.
Brilliant.
You know, that's quite an amazing thing to see, actually.
Yeah, that sounds a lovely way to commemorate the, you know, what has been for the people involved, the considerable loss and the emotion that will have gone through it, and just actually getting the opportunity to mark that moment in life, I guess.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, that's right.
Sam Collinge, Head Bereavement Midwife for George Eliot Hospital, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Mars. Lovely to speak to you.
Coventry Hospital Radio, your local bedside station.